Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Getting your teams to work harder and smarter means you, as a leader, need to develop a clear understanding of two numbers. This is what I call engaging your sales math. Now, don't get scared. I'm not going to ask you to do advanced algebra in your head. I am going to challenge you to find ways to work harder and smarter and to motivate your teams to work harder and smarter. Let's look at what these two numbers are. One, you have to know your closing ratios, both the team average closing ratio and individual closing ratios. First, the net new contacts to close, not just the closing ratio from proposal stage to close. So what should that closing ratio be? Well, it depends on your business. For existing businesses, on average, one in every two completed sales, 50%, should come from new leads and the balance from existing customers. Based on that, closing ratios can be as low as 125 to 1 and as high as 1 out of 2. The range is huge because it really depends on whether you're cold calling from the Yellow Pages business directory, which would have the lowest closing ratios, or if you're growing your business based on referrals, which has the highest closing ratios. You need to be honest with yourself and make sure your closing ratios from net new contacts to close are accurate. You know, there's no good or bad here. All there is what your closing ratios are today. And once you have that number, you can work on improving it. The second number you need to know is your sales funnel numbers. And this is a number I suggest you get intimate with. You have to calculate just how large a prospecting funnel you need to reach your sales goals, or how big a sales funnel the company needs to hit the company numbers. Make note of this valuable rule of thumb. Your sales funnel of prospects should be at least 3 times the size of the amount of business you want to close. So if your team has $1 million sales goal, your sales funnel needs to be $3 million. If you define that sales funnel using a measurable, realistic number, then you'll have a much better sense of your progress in meeting your sales quota at any given time. Fall short, and you'll know that your chances of hitting your target are slim. Exceed your necessary sales funnel, and odds are very good that you'll be reaping the benefits of great sales results year over year, or month after month, or even quarter after quarter. Here at Engage, one of the first things Chris and I did when we moved our winter office to Miami was buy a corkboard and a whiteboard so that I could post our mission critical numbers right where we could see them. We established our target of revenue at our company and then determined the size of our sales funnel. It's a simple and effective way to keep you and the team focused on what matters in your business, and that is filling the pipeline full of leads. In our work at Engage with the biggest companies and most successful companies that do business with us, we find that those sales leaders who track their sales funnel and their closing ratios on a weekly basis are more likely to exceed their targets than those who ignore these critical numbers. True, there are a lot of sales experts out there who will try to convince you that selling isn't about the numbers. Sure, being a successful sales professional is more about just number crunching, facts and figures, but you need to know how the numbers work in order to be a success. Otherwise, how can you possibly measure your progress along the way? One last point. The fact is that most salespeople fall short when it comes to doing the sales math. They just focus on their revenue quota. Successful sales pros take the time to break it down and say, if I need 100 transactions, then I need 300 qualified leads. Go the extra mile. Do the math and figure out exactly what it is that you need to do to hit the sales target that will make this year your best year on record.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.